And if you have your Bible, I want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 34, I just want to look at one verse this morning and kind of be led as God would have us to go. Verse 34, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34 says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." I won't preach just a minute today, if God will be my help, and He always will be, and He always has been, on this thought this morning, Brother Charles, because they just don't know. Because they just don't know. As we look at this in the Word of God today, and we see as He's writing to the Corinthians, and he gives this statement. He says, awake to righteousness. And now that word awake is sometimes used as sin in scriptures is compared to sleep. Sometimes sin is like being asleep and not knowing what's going on. We see in Romans chapter 13, he speaks of this sleep. In Romans chapter 13, in verse number 11, he says this, "And that, knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." So we see here he's talking about being caught up in sleep. And he's telling the Corinthians here that it's time for them to wake up. It's time for them to wake up and see where they're at. Time for them to wake up and recognize the hand of an almighty God. Amen. Praise God. It's not time to be asleep, but it's time to wake up. And as we look around, I thank God, as I thought about this week, God's trying to wake us up. I think He's trying to get us attention. Oh, ask us more, has He got your attention yet? As the far west is burning up with fires, the east coast is flooding, floods like we haven't seen in our lifetime, in our forefathers' lifetime. We're seeing these same things. And God's trying to get us to wake up and realize what's taking place. See sleep as we know sleep. When you go to sleep, your body, it's void of all your natural senses. Amen. You're asleep. You know, most people don't know what's going on when they sleep. Now me, I'm a pretty light sleeper. But now my wife, you could pick her up and carry her outside and put her in the yard when she's asleep and she'd never know it. She'd just wake up out in the yard and never know how she got there. And that's where we are a lot of times. We just got caught up in a sense of nothingness, all our natural senses are abated from us when we're asleep. It's the same way with the sinner today. A sinner, praise God, spiritually asleep. They're spiritually asleep. They're locked up in the lack of spirituality in their sin, praise God, with no way to come out. Amen. They can't exercise their own discernment to know that. What's the difference between good and evil? That's right, and that's what's wrong. And we look at the world today, we wonder what's going on. It's because they just don't know no better. They're caught up in a sleep of sin. Praise God, it's got to them. It's got them locked up, bound up. And praise God, the only thing that'll set them free is the Word of God and Lord Jesus Christ moving upon their hearts to make us free. And Bible says when He makes us free, then we're free indeed. I'm glad there's a freedom in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad there's a freedom in being a child of God. I'm glad there's something in us. There's an unction from glory, praise God, that awakes us out of our spiritual deadness, praise God, in our sin, and shows us a marvelous light in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. A difference that He makes. Because sleep gets you. When you're asleep, you're void of any kind of care. Amen. You're sleeping good. You're in that deep REM sleep. You don't care what's going on. You're enjoying sleep. I had a fellow told me today, praise God, he said he's got insomnia the other day. He said, "Got insomnia, I don't sleep well." And boy, he said, "It's a blessing when I get to go to sleep." He said, I pray that I just stay asleep. Amen. He said, it brings you to a place of where there's no care. It brings you a place that there's no fear. Amen. You don't think about it. In other words, it's in sleep, praise God, it makes us feel secure. And when you get in your rest, that's when you get in that deep REM sleep, praise God, where you forget about everything else and you have sweet dreams of glory. Amen. That's what we ought to have today. You have that in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But sinner, praise God, a sinner is secure and they're void of any fear because they just don't know no better. Amen. What happens to them? They need to be woke up. They need to realize, praise God, somebody's trying to get their attention. Somebody's trying to give them help. That there's a God of heaven who loves them and wants to bring them out of the sleepiness, wants to awake them unto the righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God wants us to wake up. God wants us to splash a little cold water on our face. Amen. Water at the top of the Holy Ghost. And the Word of God through the Holy Ghost. Amen. That'll refresh you, it'll wake you up. Help you realize, praise God, there's a God of heaven who loves you and He loves me. Praise God. I thank God for that, ain't you? Don't you? Amen. You say, how's the world ever going to be woke up? They get woke up, praise God, they'll realize a need for repentance. Amen. See, an awakening will bring a repentance to a people. We'll realize, praise God, that we're not all that, but God is. Amen. God Almighty, praise God, He's the one. Amen, praise God. We'll have a concern in our hearts and lives to eschew evil. That means to deliberately avoid the bad things. Amen. We're living in a world today that's messed up. I remember a time in the day, praise God, that we were taught and trained up to avoid the bad things. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, you know, everything's okay. Everything ain't okay. They still bad things in this world. Amen. You have to avoid those like the plague. That's why Paul would say, flee fornication. He said, that's any kind of relationship outside of marriage, praise God. He said, you got to run from it because it's dishonoring to God. He said, we need to be steadfast in what we believe. He said, we need to be woke up in a place of repentance so that we can discern between the evil and the good. You know what the good part is today? It's that in Christ Jesus our Lord. He is that good part today. He's that good part, praise God, that we have. And He said we need to awake, praise God, unto righteousness. In Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah says this. In Isaiah 55, and let's just go back to verse 5. He says, behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee. Now he's talking about calling them that didn't know. They don't know. You know what's wrong with the world today? There's a whole lot of people that just don't know. We're raising up families and children, praise God, in homes today that don't know nothing about God. Oh, we'll claim salvation, praise God, and we'll claim this and that, just like we're going to fly away at any moment and go to glory when we don't know the Lord and Savior who bought us. Praise God, we've not made preparations. We've not sought His face like we should. But He said, there's a people that'll flock to the Lord. Ain't you glad that the Lord called you unto Himself? Amen. He said, that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for He hath glorified thee. Now watch what he says, verse number 6. He said, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him. Now listen, he says, seek Him and you call upon Him. Talked to a fellow the other day. He said, well, I there was a fellow prayed for me one time and I think I'm okay. I think I'm saved. I said, that fellow can't save you. He said, well, he told me I was saved. I said, that fellow don't know that you're saved. The only one that knows that you're saved this morning is you and God. Amen. When God calls you, just like He did these rogue nations. Amen. He called you out. He calls you unto Himself. He says, come out from among them and be ye separate. And let me be your God. Amen. I'm glad I have a God today. And I'm glad He's real, praise the Lord. And I'm glad He's on my side. And I'm glad I'm on His side. And I'm glad one day in a little while, I'm going to fly away, praise God. He's going to call on us. He's going to say, come away, children. Come away. And all of us that are born again and seeking, looking for His appearing, praise God, will fly out of here. Amen. Praise God. He said, you must be born again. Amen. Born of the water and of the Spirit, the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Told old boy, I said, you can't get saved when you want to. And ain't nobody can save you. But God, through the Holy Spirit, can convict your heart. Show you your need for salvation. Show you that you're lost so that you can be saved. Praise His holy name. Amen. He says, call ye. It's a personal thing. He says, call ye upon him while he is near. I want to say the Lord's near to us today, youngins. He's calling to us. He's there for us. Don't push him away, praise God. Call unto him today. Come to him today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Amen. Let's make it. Let's make our lives, amen, profitable in the Lord. We don't know what tomorrow holds. You may be fine today. We may be motoring along well today. But tomorrow you may be found in a different state. You don't know. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that knows. And I'm glad I know Him. And no matter what happens in this world below, praise God, I've got a home eternal, forever settled. Oh, glory! Forever settled in the heavens. And one day, praise God, I get to go. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad, praise God, there's a place prepared for me. And there's a place prepared for you. And we get to go, praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't nothing going to hold me back. He said, "You call ye upon him while he's near." Listen to what he says in verse 7, Isaiah 55. He said, "Let the wicked forsake his way, wicked ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts." That one, those thoughts, those things, it's not right with God. You know, a preacher, about everything's okay anymore. Yeah, it is in this world, but it ain't okay with God. There's still things that's sinful that we do in this world, praise God, that's sinful in the eyes of God. But he said, let us forsake the wicked man, forsake his way, and let's follow in God's way. Amen. Praise God. He said, let the righteous, the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts, praise God, and follow in the thoughts of God. And let him return unto the Lord. Praise God, I believe there's a whole lot of folks today that have made a profession of faith, but they turned their back on God. I told him this morning, it's a sad thing. We see people getting in all kinds of, all the destruction, all the things that's happened today, and people are running away from God. I want to tell you, it's time to run to God. It's time to run for His help. It's time to run into His presence. It's time to seek His face, praise God, where He might be found, so we can have the help that He's afforded us, He's offered us. Praise His holy name. He said, let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. These people all the time say, well, preacher, you know, I've done this and I've done that. We all have. Amen. You say, preacher, I would say, you're the pastor. Praise God. We've all messed up. We all fell. Bible said we all sin and come short of the glory of God. We do it every day. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that if we'll come to Him, praise God, He'll have mercy upon us, and He'll abundantly pardon and forgive us. Praise God. You know, a pardon even goes beyond forgiveness. Amen. A pardon sets you free. It's as if, Brother Bill, that sinfulness had never happened. Amen. It's taken out of your file. So now you stand before God with a clean slate. Praise His holy name. That's what God does for you, praise God, through His precious word of truth. Amen. Praise His holy name. He helps us to eschew evil, praise God, and search out the good. Amen. He says, depart from wickedness and search for righteousness. So we awake from our sin, praise God, and we search and we find the righteousness. We wake to righteousness. That's right in the eyes of God. Not what I think's right to you, but praise God, what God thinks right. He said, and when we awaken to righteousness, praise God, there's a holy life. Now watch this. And a holy conversation. Amen. A holy life that's separated, it's set aside, it's peculiar. Amen. It's particular, it's different. And he said, a conversation, that manner of living, what we say and what we do and how we act and how we react, amen, plays a part. And we begin to see the power of God moving in our lives. Amen. Praise God, when the holy life begins to take effect and we realize how good it is. I mean, there's a whole lot of you. I would to goodness I could go back, amen, and take my life back and start over.
Amen.
Amen. So I could have started serving the Lord earlier. So I wouldn't have waited so long, praise God, to get in and see the goodness of God. Youngins, listen, young people, don't wait to get in, but get saved, follow the Lord, live for Jesus now, praise God. While you can do more, praise God, live a holy life set aside for Him with a conversation that's changed, praise God, a holiness of life, a manner of living, and a manner of conversation. Amen. Praise God. Our talk ought to be different when you're a child of God. Amen. Praise God. Awakening from sin unto righteousness. Sin that's right. I mean, sin that's revealed to us so we live a right attitude before God. Praise His holy name. But the Bible says, awake to righteousness, sin not. He said, we got to wake up. Amen. Why should we wake up? He said, for some have not the knowledge of God. Because some just don't know. We need to wake up. You and I need to wake up, praise God, because there's a whole lot of folks out here that just don't know. Amen. He said, well, preacher, we live here in the Bible, but everybody ought to know about God. You'll be amazed at people that don't know nothing about God. They don't know that there's a God of heaven. They don't know that God is the great creator. You know what they're doing? They're listening to these crazy lunatics in our school system that's telling them about evolution. How that this stuff just came about, you know, and how we started out as a little old amoeba somewhere in a pond far, far away, and we grew out of that, slithered up on the shore, grew some legs, amen, finally got up on our feet, began to walk around, looked around, praise God, and there we were. Amen. I won't say that never happened. God Almighty created the heavens and the earth. Praise God, we need to be able to tell, because they don't know, Brother Bill. We need to be telling them that there's a God of heaven that created everything that we see. Amen. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that made everything that we see, everything that we have, everything that we'll ever have, praise God. Jesus Christ, amen. We ought to give Him glory for it. We ought to praise Him for it. We ought to lift Him up for it. You say, why don't more people do that? Because they just don't know they ought to. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be lifting up our voices, God, every day for what we have. Amen. Our hearts, our homes, our families, everything around us. Those good things we have, the bad things we have, everything, praise God, we ought to just give God glory. Amen. Everything belongs to Him, we ever realize. They just don't know, praise God, that there's a God of heaven that created the heaven and the earth and everything that we have in it. Amen. He said, preacher, why'd God do that? For His glory. Amen. God get the glory out of it. He looked down to praise God. He sees everything. And He said, as He created, it is good. Amen. God don't create bad things. You say, preacher, why is there so many bad things in the world? Sin creates bad things. Amen. All the bad things in this world come from sin. Come from rebellion against God. Come from things, praise God, from adverse conditions. Come from just rebelling against God and having a bad attitude and not seeking the Lord God Almighty with all our hearts. But they just don't know. And some have not the knowledge of God. He says, to your shame. We haven't told people like we should. Amen. We haven't told them about the knowledge of the heavens and the earth and the creation of God. We haven't told them about a Savior from glory, praise God, that when sin was found in the garden, how the Savior from heaven, praise God, before the eons of time had already said, Father, when it comes time, if man messes up, praise God, I'm ready to go. He was on the sidelines. He was awaiting, praise God. He wasn't in reserve. He was first string. The Lord Jesus Christ was ready, willing and able, praise God, to step out of the portals of glory and come down to where we were. Amen. I'm not a Savior from glory. A birth of a Savior. Amen. They don't know that they was a people. People today, they celebrate Christmas, and you know what they celebrate? They celebrate the presents. But they don't realize that the true present was Jesus Christ the Lord. That God the Father sent His only begotten Son, praise God, born of a virgin, born in a manger in Bethlehem, Ephrathah, praise God, to be the price of sin for you and me. In a stable in Bethlehem, a Savior was born, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. See, the world, a lot of the world don't know that. Amen. He said, some have not the knowledge of God. They just don't know. That's what's wrong with the world today, praise God. They just don't know. Let me ask you a question, Lord. Do you remember a time when you didn't know? I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of things I still don't know. Amen. A lot of things I just don't understand, but praise God, I'm glad God does. Hey, none of this ever taken Him by surprise, praise God. He knows exactly where we are and what we need. But He sent His only begotten Son. Now, we're just talking about a general knowledge, okay? There's a lot of people say they just don't know. There's a lot of people just don't have a general knowledge of who God is. To our shame. It's our fault. Hello? It's our fault because we haven't told them. Wait, they'll get to talking about their evolution stuff and we'll just let them talk. We ought to just hold, throw up hands and say, whoa, wait a minute. Let me tell you about evolution, praise God. God said it and praise God, there it was. God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Praise God. He did that, praise the Lord. He put it in place. He blessed it. He said it's good. It's all good because God. You know this evolution stuff, it drives me nuts. Amen. Miles, it just drives me crazy. Because they say we crawled out of it as a tadpole or some other thing, crawled up on land, prayed God, and began to evolve. But it blows my mind. They say, well, we come to a point that we evolved to here, and then we stopped. Amen. Praise God. If we evolved to where we got up and got to where we were today, praise God, why ain't we better than we used? We ought to be getting bigger and better and stronger every day. Amen. But we're not, praise God. The Bible teaches us, the Bible shows that we are in a constant decline. You know, our forefather Methuselah lived to be 900 and some years old. Amen. Our forefather lived up to hundreds of years old. But because of sin, we begin to decline. We didn't evolve, but got better. Amen. We devolved and got worse. Amen. And the devil wants to drag us into pits of hell and make that all a hindrance. Make it worse than what it even is. Amen. That's why I don't want nothing, praise God. That's why we need to know. They need to know, praise God, there's a God that created the heavens and earth. There's a God that sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. They need a general knowledge. Wouldn't it be nice if they'd go back to teaching in their schools? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to using the King James Bible to read out of? Amen. Our kids learn to read out of the Bible. Praise God. The Bible said the Word of God not go out void. It'd find a place in their little old hearts while they was young. God help us. We need that again. Praise God. You say, well, they're not going to get it at the house, at the schoolhouse. Well, what about your house? Amen. They need the Word of God. Praise God, it don't take but a minute to open a Bible and read a verse or two. But they needed to know about the birth of a Savior. They need to know, praise God, general knowledge of the walk of the Lord. Jesus walked upon His Word as a perfect God and a perfect and 100% man, 100% God, and He had a perfect walk. Amen. I want to say today with the authority of the Word of God that me and you, hey, we're not perfect, but we can be like our Savior. Praise God. He come to set us an example. And it's up to you, it's up to I, to me, praise God, to tell them about the God of heaven who walked on this earth, praise God, who lived a perfect and a virtuous life so that we could come along and follow in His footsteps. We may misstep a while. We may misstep here and there, but I'm glad we can follow a living Savior. Praise God. Right out of this world, John, into the portals of glory for His name's sake. Do you know He wants us to be with Him where He is? Amen. That's His heart's desire. That's what He told me, John. He said, I want those that You've given me to be with me where I am. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we need to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to give them the knowledge. Give folks the knowledge, praise God, of God. Because He said, some have not the knowledge of God. They don't know about creation. They don't know about a Savior. They don't know about a walk. But let me tell you something, young. They don't know about a suffering Savior. You know what's wrong in our churches today? We paint a picture and we'll show a cross, but praise God, there was a man that hung on that cross. Amen. That was not an empty cross. It was a cross, praise God, that they took the Lord Jesus Christ after they'd beat Him and maimed Him. They'd beat Him to a bloody pulp. They'd beat Him beyond recognition. Amen. Hung Him on the cross of Calvary. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 52, Bible says in Isaiah 52 verse 14, says, many were astounded at thee. His visage, His appearance was marred more than man, and his form more than the sons of man. The Bible says, now listen to me this morning, young ones, that the Lord Jesus Christ was beaten unmercifully. He was beaten and persecuted. Praise God. His body was marred more than any form of man had ever been marred. We've seen people that's been in car accidents and their bodies mangled in those car accidents. The only thing that Jesus didn't have to endure, the same thing as that car accident, that no bone was broken him. Amen. His body was beaten unmercifully. He was marred. His visage, his appearance was marred more than any man. When Jesus, listen to me, when Jesus hung on the cross, he didn't even look human. He looked like a piece of shredded meat hanging on the cross of Calvary. But glory, hallelujah, he suffered that suffering for you, and he suffered that suffering for me. The little things that we endure here that we think are trials and tribulations are nothing compared to what Jesus suffered for me and you on the cross of Calvary. We ought to be telling people, they don't know, praise God, we ought to be telling people that Jesus suffered for our sins. According to the Scriptures, he died for our sins. He suffered for our sins so that we might be set free, praise God. The death that he had for our sins, he died on that cross. Now, Jesus, the Bible said Jesus could call leads of angels. Amen. Amen. Before he was on the cross and why he was on the cross, he could have called legions of angels, thousands of angels. It wouldn't took but one. Amen. They're God's powerful creation, created by God to do his bidding, to be his messengers, to be his, praise God, or what God, to do God's bidding. And God, Jesus could have prayed, and God could have sent the angels, praise God, to minister to him. He could have brought him out. He could have brought him off that cross. He could have slew everybody around. But he didn't. Jesus died on that, beaten and maimed as he was, praise God. He never quit. He never gave up. He stayed on that cross for you, and he stayed for you. And they don't know today, the world doesn't know, that there's a Savior that loved them enough to take all that abuse, to die for their sins, according to Scriptures. Amen. To die on that cross, a horrible, horrible death. To stay there hanging between heaven and earth, to make a bridge for me and you so that we can get from here to yonder. Amen. Through his glory. Praise his holy name. You've had a lot of people. I had people this week say, well, preacher, there's got to be more than one way to get to heaven. I said, praise God, Jesus is the bridge. Amen. Only way to get, I thought about that, we're having all this flood, and praise God, you take a bridge out, you can't go nowhere. Amen. You take a bridge out and the waters is roaring, praise God, you're stranded. Amen. I won't say the bridge is out and the waters have got you stranded, but I want to say there's a way out, and it's Jesus Christ. He's a bridge, praise God. It'll take you from here to yonder. Amen. He'll get you from one place to another. Not only is it, but they need the knowledge of his death, they need knowledge of his resurrection. I'm glad we serve a God that didn't stay dead. I'm glad Jesus Christ, praise God, he got up on that third morning. That's why he just had a borrowed tomb. Brother Bill, he told him, he said, I just need it for a couple of days. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, Joseph Arimathea, he said, hey, listen, he can come. Him and Nicodemus said, he said, we'll just take him over and put him in my tomb. He said, just need it for 3 days. That won't hurt nothing. Amen. A tomb, a place where man had never lain. And they took the body of Jesus, that mangled, beaten body, took him off that cross, took him over there and wrapped him in a burial clothes and put him in a tomb. Death and hell thought they had him. They were content. Boy, they thought they had accomplished everything that they'd set out to do. Boy, the devil, don't you know he was having a heyday? I wonder what kind of day the devil's having today. As he looks on this world, praise God, he realizes that his days are numbered. He only has a few days. But praise God, there's a God of heaven, amen, that's got all of eternity to be our God and our Savior. And on that third and appointed day, Jesus got up victorious over death and the grave. He come out of there, praise God. He said, that's what I'll do for you. He said, I'll bring you out victorious. victorious over death. You say, well, preacher, we'll all die sometime. Hey, praise God, we'll go out of here. Our body will be laid down. But our soul and our spirit, Brother Junior, is going to soar away to be with the Lord. Praise God. And so shall we ever be in His presence. What a day that's going to be when we get there. But praise God, until then, I'm glad He's here with me.
Amen.
He rose up victorious over grave. At resurrection, there was a resurrection morn. We celebrate on Easter the resurrection of our Savior. He arose and revived. Amen. Praise God. He come out of there victorious over death so that you and I can rise up above and come out of it too. Amen. We can come out victorious over death and the things that it holds. I pray God, because God Almighty's real. And He's real in our hearts. He's real in our lives. He's able to teach us and touch us and help us if we'll just let Him this morning. Praise God, He loves us and He cares for us. And if we'll trust Him this morning, just like a little bitty baby, without any doubts and reserves, that He is a Savior and He's our Savior and He's your Savior with the faith of a little bitty baby. Praise God, God said, I'll take you unto myself. He said, I'll love on you and I'll hold on to you and I'll help you and I'll encourage you. Praise God, all the days of your life, and when it's over down here, it'll never really be over. It'll just be a time of flying away into the presence of God Almighty with the help of the Lord. Hey, if you don't like that, praise God, ain't something wrong with your liker, because God Almighty, He is real this morning. He's a real God. He's a real saving Savior. Praise God. He died for our sins, and He rose up, praise God, victorious, so we can rise up too. Amen. God's real this morning, youngins. He's faithful and He's true. If we'll touch Him today, He'll touch us. What's missing, because they just don't know, is a spiritual relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of a lack of spiritual knowledge, they just don't have. But if we'll come today and we'll listen to God, amen, He'll speak to our hearts. Praise God. He'll speak to us. He'll talk to us. I praise God. He'll reveal Himself to you. Talked to a fellow last night and said, preacher, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. Everybody else says God speaks to them. And I can hear that God speaks to them and they can hear the voice of God. And he said, preacher, why won't God speak to me? I said, He will, son. Just listen. Be receptive to His Word. I pray God, take His precious Word of truth. I praise God and begin to look into it. I begin to meditate upon it. One verse and one line, line upon line, precept upon precept, and God Almighty, He will reveal Himself to you. He'll reach right out with that hand of love. Praise God, He'll surround you and He'll draw you unto Himself and He'll love you up and love you so many ways. Praise God, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. Glory to His name. He said, but there's a lack of knowledge. There's a lack of knowing. Amen. Listen, in the United States of America, what we have in this church right here this morning, praise God, they should not be in this community of lack of knowledge. Amen. Say amen. Praise God. They shouldn't be a lack of knowledge. We ought to know that Jesus Christ is real. We ought to share it with the world. Praise God. We ought to tell everybody we see that God is good. Amen. What a blessed Savior we have. The knowledge, because they just don't know. You see, they've never seen it in this fashion. They don't know what they need, praise God, because they've never seen it. You say, preacher, how are they going to see it? Let me tell you how they're going to see it. They're going to see it, Brother Chris, and us. They're looking at us. A lot of people never read the Word of God. A lot of people will never see His presence. Not only, a lot of people may never have an opportunity to sit in the house of God. Boy, I tell you, we're blessed this morning. Yeah, we're blessed. We're able to come and worship God. These people, praise God, in Afghanistan today, that's being killed for their faith because they believe in the Lord. Amen. But there's a God of heaven, praise God. He said He'd give us His Word. He'd give us the truth. He'd help us, God, to know Him and the free pardon of sin. We ought to be telling everywhere we go Hey, man, looking for opportunity. Boy, ain't this? Ain't it a good day? Say, glory, hallelujah. Boy, God is good. Yeah. Hey, man, you talk about striking up a conversation. But you know why? Because they just don't know. They've not seen the grace of God. They've not seen the mercy of God. And they need to see it. You know where they're going to see it at? They're going to see it in you. And they're going to see it in me. Amen. They need it because they just don't know. Amen. They need God. They need His Word. They need to see it in us this morning. The goodness and grace of a holy and righteous God. One who can reach down and get us, pick us up. Amen. But I want to say this morning, church, listen to me. It's time that the church woke up. Amen. Paul was a telling here, said, it's time to wake up to what's right. It's time. I thank God he's opening some eyes. He's stirring some souls. People starting to wake up. Amen. Our church family is starting to wake up, and people starting to realize that there's something in this. Praise God. Wake up to the righteousness of God. Wake up to righteousness. What's right in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. We need to wake up this morning, church. We need to realize where He is and where we are. And we need to make an effort, praise God, to come together with Him so that we can finish well. Paul said, this course that I'm on. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. And he said, I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. Where's your course leading you this morning? Is it leading you into more worldliness? Or is it leading you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because listen to me, and I'm done. When it's all said and done, the only thing that matters is our relationship with Him. And boy, I tell you, I would hate to know that I left out here and I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell my friends, my loved ones. Praise, I didn't give them the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord so that they might be saved. Praise His holy name. We need to tell them today because they just don't know. They don't understand. There's a lot of our family. Listen to me, and I'm done. You said, preacher, you say it all the time. There's a lot of our family today. They're sitting home and they're wondering why you are where you are this morning. So why do you want to get up and go to church? Why do you put forward all that effort, get the youngins ready and go to church? Well, it don't make no sense. We stay home, watch TV, and play games. Yeah, that's what the whole world's doing. They're sitting home, watch TV, and playing games. But I don't say, young, listen to me, this is not a game. This is reality. Amen. There's a God of heaven who loves us and He created every one of us for a purpose. Every one of us have a course. Every one of us have a destination in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we got to do is figure out if we want to finish it well or just try to finish. Amen. I don't know about you. I want to finish well. Amen. Hey, pray God. God's got me started on something. I tell you what, I'm just like an old bulldog. I don't quit. Amen. I never have believed in quitting. Amen. Devil won't be quit. He's just going to drag me out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God Almighty's promised He'd be with me, never leave me, nor forsake me. Amen. He'd give us a blessed hope, praise God, and a righteousness that's in my heart. Listen, they 16 inches difference between being right with God and not. Having a head knowledge won't get you to heaven. Praise God, a heart knowledge will. Realizing that same Savior that was beaten unmerciful, hung on a cross and died for your sins and mine, praise God, is that one that our Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, who will become your Savior and mine. We need Him today, praise God, because He makes all the difference. He secures eternity for us. Praise God. I'm looking forward to that, ain't you? Leave all this mess behind. I tell you, I love life. I love people. But praise God, I'm looking forward to that glorious day when I'll be with Him forever. Leave all this heartache behind. He said, there'll be no sorrow, crying. There'll be no hardship. There'll be no graves over yonder. Amen. Praise God. Just be rejoicing in the Lord forever.